Rip.
The boys have a whip, and now that's
Peter,
all we have for a whip.
Dad,
And it's
it's
not
loose.
much of a whip. It's referring to his little rope.
This guy makes even more squishier.
Makes it even squishier. The more soft animals we have, the squishier it's gonna get.
Yeah, and the more guys we have, the more squishy it's gonna get. Mostly the more parents and the more children.
What about soft animals, though?
Ah, that is different. Except it still doesn't let you have some room.
What if I pull real hard? What if I pull real hard?
Then it will hurt me.
Okay, here we go. Did it hurt you?
No.
You have to pull on your side.
I know.
What if I snap it?
You better not do that.
Don't even dream of it, huh?
Yeah. Can't dream of it.
Ross, how you doing?
How you doing, Rossi? Ross is asleep.
Seems like he is, but he isn't.
He looks like he's asleep.
Well, he isn't. Once I get my clothes on, I'm gonna try my little super trick. My thing that I want Ben Rain to try out.
What's that?
Tie this around the tree.
Try to tie the rope around the tree.
Yeah. And then I'll start climbing up it.
Oh, neat. Like a real tree climb.
Except I'm gonna do it with one rope. So I can climb with this rope.
Let's see. Sounds good. You guys ready for a Wendy's breakfast?
No.
No? Imagine that. Ross doesn't have a single stitch on. And I said, yeah, imagine that.
And he
said, don't imagine that. It isn't your imagination. It's real. So is it real or not not real?
Real.
Okay, grab your rope. Said, first I gotta make my trap. That reminds me, I gotta find my tape. Hey, where is my tape? Do you have my tape? What, Mark?
You have my tape. My tape that is thick.
No, I don't know where that is.
Well,
what do you need it for?
Your tape.
What do you need it for?
For my trap.
Is it real important? Couldn't you make the trap without the tape? You have to have the tape.
I don't know how to tie very good.
So that's why you need the tape?
Yeah.
I see. Okay, are you ready for a Wendy's breakfast?
Say yeah.
Yes or no?
Yes.
Or no?
Yes.
Mark's going to tell us, he said, Dad, you know, every day.
Dad, every day. Dad, every day I feel like I'm in a dream. Mm-hmm. Every day.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, not every day. Just like one day I was dreaming the long dream forever. And now I'm feeling like this forever. I feel like it forever, but I'm not real yet. Bye!
Mark, don't hear it. Nibbage.
I turned it off.
Nibbage, give it to me.
I turned it off.
Nibbage.
Okay, I'll turn it back on.
You know what nibbage means?
What?
Don't hurt it. It's nibbage.
Okay, I'll put it back together. Nibbage.
Nibbage.
There, I put it back on. Bye-bye.
How's your Hungarian? Can you talk Hungarian?
What?
Can you? Can you say can you?
Well, the only different word, the different, a word from another planet, I know, only one word from another planet.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Namsaba, that's the only one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the talk on Mars. Do you know the talk on Mars? Dad, mm-hmm. Do you know the talk on Mars?
No, I don't know the talk on Mars.
I don't know either. It must say weird stuff like boo boo. Or maybe that's not even one of the words up there. Maybe that's not one of the words up there. Dad.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that I know what to do.
We told Mark that he could spend a few minutes in the bed, and he didn't really want to spend just a few minutes in the bed, but he said, well, at least it's not as much as none. That's what he said. At least it's not as much as none. Is that what you said?
No. No, I said, at least it's not as much as none. Oh, well, I might as well get in there, because some time is better than none time.
Mark said, I had enough dads for the whole year.
And I put away some, the others. I put the others away for some. I put the others of you away for some other day. And tomorrow, there's going to be another of you. And there, well, and I think then tomorrow's going to be another guy of you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to put you in and another of you's another of you are going to come out.
Okay, it's time to go to bed now.
Number three is going to come out.
Number three, Daddy?
Yeah, number three Daddy is going to come out.
How many daddies have you had in your life? Count them.
Sixty
dads. Yeah. What were their names?
I don't remember so much of them.
Oh, I see. Okay, now, will you please be quiet now?
Yeah.
I told Mark, boy, you're a generous boy, the way you think of other people. You're just like your daddy. Did you know that? And he said, all I'm thinking about now, no, heck, well, my business is to think up things to do for Ross. That's all I'm thinking about now.
Tyrannosaurus. Tyrannosaurus, just like baby. You can turn it off.
I'm not sure this is how the size baby brontosauruses are. Might be about this big. Baby brontosaurus might be about this big. That's not too big. Mom, do every animal of dinosaurs attack, even the Triceratops? Do everyone attack of people? Huh? Do they all attack of the people?
Did you give the cat that?
What? No, I did not give him
Mom.
The regular stuff.
Mom. The dinosaur quicksand. The dinosaur quicksand, you know, with that mud that the dinosaurs shrink down into, that's what turned into clean water.
It did?
Yeah.
In the movie?
No.
In reality?
In the dinosaur ages, big blobs of mud that shrinks, that is deep, and even and mommy, these guys, every animal could sink into that.
And they sink into the mud. And what happens to the mud?
It went over to these days.
And what do we do with it?
It was water.
No, we use
it became
for oil.
Water.
No, we use it for oil.
Oil.
Oil for the car. Oil. And gas.
Well.
What do you mean, like, Mark?
Never mind.
Mommy, these guys, and baby, these guys refer to the dinosaurs, by the way. Okay, Mark, well. What about the tar? Did animals ever sink into tar?
Yeah.
When was that? Was that in the old days?
That's what I was talking about, the tar.
Oh, the tar that they sank into.
Yeah.
You mean when the dinosaurs sank into the tar?
Yeah, and then when it turned like solid.
Mm-hmm.
It turned solid these days.
Right.
These days it's solid. And you can't shrink into it because it's solid.
That's, you can't sink into it.
Yeah, it's solid tall. You can't sink into it.
Like the street, when they cover up the road with tar, and it gets real hard, then it's solid tar, right?
Yeah, these days it's not soft tar that the dinosaurs shrink into.
But there is soft tar you can sink into still.
These days?
Sure, you can still find places to sink in.
Where?
Oh, in Trinidad.
Trinidad?
Sure, they have tar pits there.
They do?
Sure, there are tar pits there.
Can we ever go there?
Would you like to? Yes, we could go there and sink into the tar pits.
Are you sure?
Sure,
they're hiding.
What?
Are they hiding?
No, no, you just go there and you sink right in and that's the end of you.
So, are they hiding?
No.
The dinosaurs?
Who's hiding?
Are the pits hiding?
No. No, the pits aren't hiding.
They're all around you.
They're all around you.
I mean, like there's a skinny spot you can stand.
Yeah. And then sometimes you'll slip off of the skinny part right into the tar pit.
Yes. Is that sure?
That's for sure.
No, it should be like about this wide, maybe.
It should, so you don't really slip in?
Yeah.
Mm. No, you'll probably slip in.
No, I mean like, it can be this
Maybe way. We shouldn't go there. Maybe we just shouldn't go there.
No, I mean, you mean the car could sink too?
Oh, yeah. Everything sinks right into those tar pits.
Is the road have tar pits?
There's no road, it's sunk in. It sank in.
Hmm.
You understand?
I wish I was a monkey. And I could swing,
and
I could swing across California, and across everywhere.
Yeah, that would be a good idea. Why don't you do that next time you're born, okay? Next time you're born, you better be a monkey, okay?
No, next time I'm going to be an animal, and I hope I'm going to be a monkey.
You're hoping.
Yeah.
Why don't you do it for sure? No hope. Just really do it.
Not no hope of Hobie.
Just do it.
No hope of Hobie.
No hope of Hobie. Remember that hope of Hobie stuff. Just do it. Okay?
Okay,
now,
but...
You better let your mommy sleep now. She's very tired.
Okay.
Okay, turn the tape recorder off.
You know what the dinosaurs turned into?
What?
Bones.
They had bones in their body in the first place.
I know. And then they turned into bones. They died and they turned into bones. They got, like, they dried up. And then the skin tore off. And the bones sank. Because the bones were so heavy. They were. The bones were heavy. But how come dogs can get up bones? How come dogs can hold up bones?
Because they're not as big and heavy.
You mean the puppy is heavier than, is stronger
doesn't have heavy bones.
Oh, the bones don't have heavy bones.
The doggy didn't have big bones. The dinosaur had such big, heavy bones that it was easier for him to stay inside of the water so that he didn't have to carry around all that weight.
Those guys went in the water because they were so big and they had big, heavy bones. Heavier than them. Mom.
Mm-hmm.
How can you have a different kind of mom? A different kind of child.
What do you mean?
Like, kind of looking like a monster. How can you have that kind of child?
Oh, that's when you have a baby that didn't grow right.
Oh, like, maybe the feet got, twisted. Twisted.
Right.
Now wait a second,
Katie.
I gave that to you.
Marky wants to know how you have a child that looks like a monster.
A child that looks like a monster? You take a cute little boy like you.
No.
And
Brian.
You tickle him too much and they turn into monsters.
No. Mm-hmm.
Well, how else are you gonna do it?
There's one more way.
What's that?
How to make a monster.
No.
Get a dinosaur and
get married to a dinosaur.
And yeah, and then you tear it, the skin off.
Uh-huh.
And then you be the dinosaur, and then you'll be eaten.
Eaten? What's the right way to say eaten?
Eaten.
Okay.
Because if you do that mistake,
right.
The meat eaters are gonna get ya. The meat eaters are gonna get ya, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hey. How would they know that you're alive, that thing is alive? Because the skin would all parachute down on you. Because it would be too big. The skin would be too big.
The skin would all parachute down on you because it would be too big?
Yeah.
Why, wouldn't you have the bones there anymore? Or I thought you said you'd take the skin off the bones.
No, you would take the skin off the guy.
And use it?
But I don't think they would try and eat you. Because
mm-hmm.
Once you taped it, it would all parachute on you.
Where would you tape it?
Where else? On the cut. You had the cut
through. Oh, you'd tape the cut back up.
Yeah.
And what would you do to the skin?
Oh. That's where you go into. But
you go into it. You
it
crawl
won't
inside
be
of it?
Too soft.
Uh-huh.
And it will be really rough. To get through, to mm-hmm. cut through, and to tape. Because the skin, the top skin is going to be kind of bumpy.
Bumpy.
Like, and made like kind of like rock.
Oh, real rough, huh?
Yeah, real rough. And once you get in, you have to tape it.
Uh-huh.
And I don't think it will be comfy in there.
Inside?
Yeah.
So you're going to cut the skin off of a dinosaur.
Uh-huh.
And take it off and then climb inside and sew it and tape it back up.
Yeah, except you have to take all the bones and blood and veins and heads and eyeballs out.
Right, and then...
it's disgusting.
And then the skin is going to parachute down on you.
Once you get in and tape it up, it's going to parachute down on you.
Now what's going to parachute down on you? I think I shouldn't have asked.
No, we've got it all figured out here.
Is this to become a monster? Is this how you get to be a monster?
Yeah, except I don't think it's going to be working.
Why not?
You would have to get a small one.
A small dinosaur?
Yeah, and that would be hard to do it, because it would...
Well, there must be very it would, dinosaurs.
And you know which one it would be.
Which one, baby?
No, the one with the rough, bumpy things.
Oh, you mean like...
Stegosaurus.
Well, Stegosaurus.
Or the one with the spiked tail.
That's Stegosaurus. Oh, rough and bumpy, you might mean Ankylosaurus.
Or maybe that other vicious one.
Tyrannosaurus Rex?
No, that.
I'm joking.
That other vicious
one. You mean the meat eater?
No. Another plant eaters.
Are they vicious?
Yep, they're vicious.
The plant eaters are vicious because they hit you with their tail, huh?
Yeah, like one of them has a brunt. One of them are stupid. Have a stupid brain.
Uh-huh.
A little brain up in his head. So the tail has a brain.
Uh-huh.
And it can tell the brain up here when a guy is coming after him. And there's one with a spiked tail and one with the bumpy thing like...
There's one with those little plates.
One with those little plates. With those plates. I'm sure you couldn't eat dinner on the plates.
No.
I'm sure you couldn't eat dinner on the plates.
On which plates? What?
The plates of the dinosaur.
Oh, those plates. What if you cut them off, then you could eat dinner on those plates?
Very funny, Dad. You would have to try it. Once you would get... I don't think you could be a monster that way either, because... they would kill you.
Mm-hmm.
The one with the plates and the one with the spiked tail. Mm-hmm. Mostly the one with the spiked tail.
Mm-hmm. Does baby have any of these things?
He has.
He's a furry dinosaur. Baby is a furry dinosaur. Dinosaur with fur. You can pet him. No scale.